Section B, Interview. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on Answer Sheet 2. Questions 1 to 5 are based on an interview. At the end of the interview, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 5 questions. Now, listen to the interview. Ragda Shaheen, who works for the Dubai International Finance Center, recently completed a 4-week business and legal fellowship program at Wharton and the University of Pennsylvania Law School. Shaheen will spend the next 3 months working at the Chicago Chamber of Commerce before returning. She spoke with Knowledge at Wharton about her experiences in Gaza City, Canada, the U.S., and the Middle East. Ragda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, where you were born, educated, and where you have worked so far?
Sure. I am an Arabic girl, born in Kuwait to Palestinian parents, so I am Palestinian. I lived in Kuwait for 7 years and then moved to Palestine. I grew up in Gaza City and moved to Toronto, Canada in 2001. I received a bachelor's degree in engineering. I worked there for a couple of years and then moved to Dubai in 2008, and that's where I live right now.
What are you doing there?
I'm a business and process consultant at Dubai International Financial Center.
Why did you decide to come to the program at Wharton and Penn Law?
I always find exchange programs are fascinating because it's my opportunity to break some stereotypes.
What kinds of stereotypes are you talking about?
On both sides, I'm talking about the stereotypes of both Americans and Arabs regarding business behaviors, the people, the culture.
So, what would you think is a typical American image of an Arab woman, and how is that image right or wrong?
They still have the image that Arab women may not be educated, that they're suppressed, that they can't work, that they don't speak, that they are not cosmopolitan. So I try, with my fellows here, to break that stereotype. We tell them that Arabs in general, not just women, usually speak 2 languages at a minimum. We speak English as a second language in my country.
Is it unusual for Arab women who are educated and have work experience like you to come to the States and take courses here and bring that knowledge back to home countries?
I would say it depends. It depends on the family, and it depends on the occasion. It depends on the family level of education and the country, the culture, and the tradition.
In Gaza City, would you consider yourself one of the more educated, more experienced women in terms of business background and career?
I wouldn't say the most educated, because the education level in Gaza is very high. But I would say I'm one of the luckiest to have this exposure to opportunities out there in the world, because of the unfortunate political situation. Some of the people in Gaza are lucky to be alive.
Is this your first trip to the United States?
No.
When were you here before?
I've been here a couple of times before. I have a sister here who lives in Boston and is chief of radiology at Harvard Medical School. And I've visited Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey during my previous job through Siemens Canada. So I received some training courses here.
You are now taking both business and law courses, is that correct?
Yes, we have taken a couple of law classes.
How can you relate that course to your personal experience in the workplace as a woman?
It was about being proud to be a woman and not surrendering or giving up because you're a woman. You don't need to work harder than your colleagues just to prove a point, to prove that you're capable and qualified. I think that's a fantastic observation.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Do you feel that women in your generation are having a very different experience than women who are 45 or 50?
I believe that's true everywhere in the world. Even here, the current generation is different from their parents.
You've probably come from a very supportive family as well. Is that correct? Your parents have been supportive, so you don't face any disapproval about what you're doing, or where you're going, or anything like that?
Of course, all the way.
Is it fairly common for young professionals to live with their parents?
Yes, I guess the Arabic culture is like most of the Eastern cultures. They're very much family-oriented. It's not very common for girls to move out of their family houses, even guys, until they get married.
So, what are your plans now for the next few years? You're going to Chicago?
For 3 months.
What will you be doing there?
I heard that I'll be working in green initiatives, which I'm very excited about, because that's what my graduation project here at Wharton is about. And I'll be working on the submission for the Olympics 2016.
Thank you for joining us, and good luck in Chicago.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.